I am Plant on the Line in Vancouver at thecommentary.ca. Wab Kanu joins me again. He has just published a new picture book, Go Show the World, a celebration of Indigenous heroes. With pictures by Joe Morse, Mr. Kanu highlights known and not so widely known Indigenous people whose unique stories and background have a connection to this land and whose lives serve as shining examples for people young and old. The words Wab deploys in the book are lyrical, and I'll get him to reflect on that and the message he intends to impart on his readers. Wab Kanu is a musician, former journalist, and a member of the Legislative Assembly of Manitoba, where he is also the leader of the New Democratic Party. He was also Associate Vice President for Indigenous Affairs at the University of Manitoba. He was last on the program when his award-winning memoir, The Reason You Walk, was published. This new book is from Tundra Books. He joined me from here in Vancouver last week. Please welcome back to the Plant Online program, Wab Kanu. Mr. Kanu, good morning.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us. The idea, the central, I guess, idea of the book is that you want to tell children that you're a person who matters. And that's very important for children to know, isn't it? And to know always.
That's right. You know, growing up, I've seen a lot of my friends and family members kind of, go through some tough times. And I think a lot of it is because they didn't hear that message enough. They weren't told that, you know, you matter. And when I think about the opportunities that I've had, the people that I know who've been successful, I think it's in large part because, you know, we've always been reassured and given reasons to be confident. But then also we heard the second part of the message that the book has, which is, yes, you matter, but now because you matter, go show the world what you can do. Go share your gift with the world. And it's that second piece that I think is really important too. So young people should be inspired to feel confident, but they should also feel like almost this responsibility to go out there and share their gifts with the world and to make the most out of their lives.
And I think that's showing the world what you have and what you're able to contribute. I mean, that's something that adults should keep in mind as well, right?
Yeah, I think that, this message is contained within a picture book for children, but it's definitely something that I think a lot of us could hear, especially on, when you're having a bad day.
Right.
You're told, you know what, you matter. Keep pushing forward. I was actually at an event last night talking to some people about this, and, it was an adult man, and he was sort of talking about his own struggles and, you know, some of his own challenges in life, and, that message got through to him that, what are we doing here on Earth? Well, to me, life seems to be about expressing yourself to the fullest through the actions that you do that make up your life over the years that you're here on Earth, and, sometimes we get dissuaded or we get, discouraged by the barriers we face, but we just got to hear that reminder as often as we can that we should just keep pushing forward and keep trying to do the things that we're interested in, excited by, and inspired by.
And all the people in the book, all the heroes that you feature in the book, in their own way, in their own field, have all done that, haven't they?
That's right. Like, one of the stories that I was really excited to tell in this book is about this Ponca woman named Te Wauzi. Mm. So she's from the Trail of Tears era in American history. And I haven't read about her before, but I heard about her growing up through the oral tradition. I heard about her from her descendants of the Ponca Nation in what is now Oklahoma. But what happened was the cavalry showed up in her home community and they said, we're forcibly relocating you. You're going to be marched out at gunpoint. And you can only bring what you can carry on your person on this march. And so what did she bring? She brought the rocks from her sweat lodge. Mm. She carried these big rocks that they used for their sweat lodge ceremony on her back as she was being marched hundreds of miles to Oklahoma. And she did it because she wanted to ensure that the culture could survive, because she wanted her grandkids to know who they were. And, I'm very... the reason I know about this story is because her grandkids did keep the culture alive. They did keep her memory alive, but they also continue to practice the culture.
Literally a burden, isn't it?
That's right. She bore that burden for her descendants. And when you think about, the challenges that we face in our own lives, like, you remember that there's this woman out here who is willing to carry these heavy, heavy rocks for hundreds of miles just for that little bit of hope you know, it's a reminder that we in our own lives can keep persevering and can keep moving on. And so those stories, you know, some of them are barriers, you know, that were, you know, put in front of them by the state. Other people faced issues as a result of racism, maybe. Still others faced challenges like poverty. But every hero that I wanted to celebrate in this book, they did have to overcome some of their own challenges. And as a result, you know, I find their achievements all the more inspirational. So if you have somebody who ended up being a great athlete after being in boarding school, residential school type situation as a kid, or somebody who became, you know, a medical doctor after, you know, the government tried to confine them to a reservation, you know, to me, those are amazing stories. And I really hope that they can be appreciated by people of all backgrounds, because I do think that, you know, even though representation of Indigenous people to me in this book is very important, I also wanted to share stories that I think are impressive, no matter what the cultural background of these people would have been, that these are achievements that would stand on their own.
Yeah, I mean, you look at a guy like Carey Price, for example. That's a hero for everybody.
Yeah, he's like the last man standing on the Habs now, it seems like. He's a
Habs fan. Right.
Yeah.
Well, the heroes are so important, especially in this day and age when we need it so much in our culture and our discourse. I mean, you read the paper or you look at the news and you can see the despair there is in this country around the world. What can we do as adults, say, to be heroic, if you will, to the young people in our lives?
Well, I think that for me, when I think about it anyways, you know, I've been lucky to be handed a lot of opportunity, to have a lot of opportunities presented to me in my life in different fields, like in the media and in politics and in the arts. And I always want to make the most of those opportunities. And, you know, part of that's, you know, my own self-interest, and I want to, you know, push ahead. Mm-hmm. But some part of me also thinks about, like, the younger people in my family, in my community, in my city who are watching me. And I want them to see somebody who's, like, making the most of every opportunity, pushing forward, doing everything that they can. And so I think that that's the way that an adult can, you know, even if you're not, you know, going to be the astronaut or, you know, the war hero that, you know, I'm profiling in this book, maybe you're just going to do things closer to home and in your own, you know, family or your own workplace that are, you know, that scale of leadership.
Mm-hmm.
But as long as you're still greeting life with a good attitude, greeting each day with optimism and trying to push things to the best place that you can, then I think that's how you can kind of inspire younger people around you.
And this, the themes of this book and the people that you represent in the book, I mean, I'm about a year younger than you are, Wahb, and so, you know, I understand sort of the culture that you grew up in and the depiction, say, of Indigenous people in popular culture and the media. I mean, it's not like it is today, isn't it?
That's right. And so representation of Indigenous heroes was very important to me in writing this book, and also in the collaborating with the artist to make the images, Joe Morris, mm-hmm. great artist, that brought these people to life. But, you know, when I was a kid, basically, you know, we only had CBC as our portal out of the reserve to the rest of the world. And what I saw through that lens was cowboys and Indians or the Oka crisis.
Mm-hmm.
So then when I went to school and I'm the only Native kid in the classroom, what am I supposed to do with that? You know, how am I supposed to relate to the other kids or figure out my role in society based on those representations? And so there's definitely been a need there, and it's good to see it's progressed so much over the years. We do, you know, hear about the, you know, the role models in the public sphere, whether it's like, you know, Carey Price or Adam Beach or Ashley Collingbow or what have you. But I think the other thing that's been missing up to now is also for those heroes from Indigenous communities to be validated by the mainstream.
Mm.
So I was lucky to grow up in a family where I heard, you know, these strong stories of people who've done great things, but I didn't see that reflected back to me in the mainstream. And then there's like a subtle message there, maybe that your community isn't valued or isn't celebrated in the same way. And I think that those things can really have an impact on a kid. And so one of the things I want to do with this book, you know, collaborating with the artist and the publishing house, the mainstream publishing house. It's a book that's going to be in bookstores all over. You know, what I hope to do is show that, you know, these people do matter. And these people are heroes by anyone's measure. And they're heroes to people from any community.
Yeah. I mean, can you just imagine what a kid, you know, in elementary school will get out of this book when they see it in their classroom, when they see it in their school library, and see themselves reflected in it?
Yeah.
And as you said, regardless of background, you don't have to be Indigenous to get something out of the people in this book.
That's right. It's my hope that any kid can pick this up. You know, I think back to my own childhood. You definitely want role models that are relatable, but you also choose people you look up to from any background just because you think they're cool.
Mm-hmm.
So I figure part of what needs to happen is we just need to share more stories and put more of these heroes out there so that the kid, you know, who's looking up to a LeBron James or an Elon Musk, you know, or whoever it is, maybe they stumble across this book and then they add in Evan Adams, Dr. Evan Adams, to that list as well. And so I think we just have to kind of add these to the mainstream conversation and ensure that these people are not only not forgotten, but they're also properly celebrated.
Yeah. You mentioned Joe Morse a moment ago. I read the book with just enjoying the illustrations a great deal. So how did you work with him in terms of, I mean, did you write the thing first and then he drew to it, or how did you guys work together?
Yeah, that's right. We started collaborating a few years back, 2016. And we did it all virtually. I actually just met the guy for the first time in person just a couple days ago.
Hmm.
But we collaborated all online. And I should also shout out the editors, too, Jessica and Lynn from Thunder Books. They were also kind of our interface and our interlocutors, and they were helping us to sort through some of the conversations we're having. But basically, I wanted pictures that where the faces were rendered really cool, really prominent, very distinctively. And I think he did that. And then he brought his own mentality to it, both in terms of bringing the characters to life, but because the book also begins and ends with talking about the land, like the first line in the book is, there's a power in these lands, one that's been here many years, and then the last line is, these words echo through the land.
Mm.
And we know that the connection to the land is so important for many Indigenous nations, all Indigenous nations. The artist really took that and ran with it. And so what Joe did is he made the landscapes almost as important as the people in this book. So you can look at the picture of, say, you know, One Ecorn Miller in this book, and it's striking. But also the plant and the water that she's in has details in it that also tell a story and help to convey the message of what this person's all about. So he brought this whole other level to it, and he did a ton of research. He made things, you know, accurate, historically, culturally accurate, you know, and we just kind of went back and forth by email and online until we arrived at, you know, a finished product that we're happy with. And when I had a chance to swipe through those final pages that he came up with and see that sort of like the penultimate image at the end, which was almost like inspired by Standing Rock,
yeah,
to me, it really packed an emotional punch. I was totally thrilled with what this artist did.
Yeah, they're really pieces of art, aren't they?
Yeah, they are.
And then the sketches in the back, he did those too. I mean, those are it's a great level, you know, another level altogether.
Oh, absolutely. Super talented artist, and I mean, it's a cool style because it looks real. It's not cartoony. It looks very realistic, but it's not realism. You know, it's also got almost like a graffiti kind of style to it, or like some kind of modern influence to it that just kind of stylizes people and just, you know, give them some extra flavor or like an extra bit of character to their faces.
Right. Now you're in politics. You're the leader of the NDP in Manitoba. You're an MLA there. Well, when you travel and you meet people, you meet constituents, you meet voters throughout the province as you do. And now on this book tour, you're traveling the country. What advice do you give to people? I mean, we're all concerned about a way forward in terms of reconciliation. How can we, say, go about our daily lives with that in mind?
Yeah, that is a very good question. It's one that I talk to people about a lot. So for me, I think the most important thing is, one, to have a good intention more like to be starting from a good place, however you want to articulate that, like to kind of put yourself out there with a good mindset. And then the other piece is humility. I think it's important to stay humble as we sort through some of these conversations. Some of them are going to be tense. Some of them are going to be challenging conversations. Other ones are just going to be fun. Other conversations are going to be more about learning experiences and education. But I think through it all, as we kind of like have this like back and forth, give and take between Indigenous people, between non-Indigenous people, between newcomers, between people whose families have been here for longer, you know, I think the way that we get through those things in a good way is, one, by starting from a good place and recognizing that, you know, the person on the other side of the conversation or the other side of the table is also a human being. And then, two, having the necessary humility, being humble enough to admit when you're wrong or when you need direction or when maybe you need to just take a step back and give the other person space to speak or time to think. So for me, it's just about good intentions and humility. And I think if you have those two things, then the rest can be sorted out on the fly.
Wob, it's been nice talking again. This is a great achievement, this book, and I wish you every success with it. Thanks for your time today.
Well, thank you so much. That's very kind.
The book is called Go Show the World, A Celebration of Indigenous Heroes. It's published by Tundra Books. The illustrations are by Joe Morris, Wob Canoe, its author, joined me on the line last week from here in Vancouver. I'm Joseph Planta.